Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
The Bow One, Bow Hour, and Bow Live from IKEA in Oak Creek on KBN.
He is Kyle Wallace. I am Ben Brust alongside Brad Nortman live from IKEA in Oak Creek. And Ryan chimed in on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776, and he said that was bogus breaking news from Strofe. He's disappointed.
Oh, come on.
I disagree. Strofe, I got your back here. I disagree.
It wasn't.
Run it back. FanDuel TV had Bobby Portis on with Michelle Beadle and others. And Bobby said that Giannis bleeds green and gold.
No, just green.
Then.
Not green and gold. That's a different team.
Bobby said that Giannis bleeds green and only green. And Giannis Antetokounmpo himself, with a verified check mark, says, "Don't worry about me. What are you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving?" That is Giannis going out of his way. Exactly.
The way you said breaking news, it made it seem like it was going to be like real breaking news.
That is Giannis saying he's staying in Milwaukee. What are you talking about?
If Giannis is commenting, that is breaking news.
I don't know if that's a staying declaration. I think it's in moving in the right direction.
It's not a tea leaf, though. It's like it's a powerful statement from him.
Yeah, but it's a moment. This is a moment in time. This is not a powerful statement.
All right, Kyle, go ahead. Go search the internet. Go look at all the fake trades that aren't going to make the Milwaukee Bucks any better. Go ahead, have fun. I'm just going to take Giannis's word for it because he posted about it, and I'm going to continue to believe what we've all believed, and that he's not going anywhere.
Do you believe this is Giannis's declaration that he's staying in Milwaukee?
No, this isn't the declaration.
Well, then why are you so confident?
Because it's murky. I believe it's more positive than negative. But he could have said, like, yeah, Milwaukee for life or something like that.
Yeah, he said, don't worry about
Don't worry about me.
He would be foolish to take all of his leverage away by one post.
For?
Just in
Wouldn't
case,
it be collaborative?
Just in case
the Milwaukee Bucks do come to him with a baloney plan to give him a reason to stay.
So you don't know if he's staying for sure.
But he wants to stay, and he's making it clear he wants to stay. This is him don't give me any reason. Don't give me any reason to leave.
From somebody who the way he plans for holidays and for Mother's Day, this is probably clear to him. Very clear.
Strofe, why are they looking at this as a negative?
It's not a negative. It's just not that positive.
You guys are trying to put a stamp on it. This means Giannis is staying.
Kyle,
don't worry about
Strofe.
Kyle, if there were whirlwind rumors, which there would never be, that you would leave us for another radio station, and I said, hey, Kyle, and you said to me, hey, Strofe, I know your contract's coming up. Are you staying or leaving? That would imply you are staying with ESPN Milwaukee, correct?
It would imply that I'm just saying, hey, are you staying and leaving? Because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing.
Because he's talking in context of Bobby. Bobby staying in Milwaukee or leaving elsewhere.
This is a great example. Because you know what, Strofe? If you said I'm leaving, I'm going to say, if my boy Strofe is leaving, should I think about leaving too? It's going to make us weaker around here.
You think Strofe has that much power on your decision?
No, I love me some Strofe, man. That's my guy. I was so happy.
You hear that, Strofe? If you leave, Kyle's gone.
I mean, Strofe, if you leave, I'm not leaving.
Exactly. That could be what Giannis is thinking, too. I mean, Bobby, if you leave, I'm not leaving. But Bobby, don't leave.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you got a point there, Ben Brust. You got a point.
I think it's positive.
It is Bobby. I get it.
But we knew Giannis wants to stay. It's just like, can they put together a team?
Yeah, but what's the benefit of him saying anything?
Because that's his boy. It's just Giannis being Giannis having fun. Giannis, this is not – listen, Bucks fans, KBN Nation, I love Giannis. I love the Bucks, and I want him to stay. But do not look at this and say all of a sudden, I'm so relieved Giannis is going to stay. No, this is positive. It's good.
It's positive.
But don't read too deep into it, because if he really was going to stay, he wouldn't have said, don't worry about me. Are you staying and going? He would have said, Bobby, I'm locked in. Yeah, because I'm
Kyle,
Green.
Kyle, I'm cutting
now,
you off.
What about you?
Kyle, let me just do your job for you. I've said all along.
Right.
I've said all along Giannis ain't going anywhere. This is just further proof that Giannis ain't going anywhere. It's a great day. Happy Friday, everybody.
That's all I was looking for, Strofe. Is like this is good. Like, and they're like,
agree,
don't read
good.
Too much into it.
I agree, it's
this
good. But, for, but this, it's not a declaration that like we should have no worries that he won't be on the Bucks
so,
next Strofe, year.
If your girlfriend, you two, Ben, if your lady said,
why are you throwing me?
No,
in here?
Because I want y'all to answer this. So if you ask your girl, are you going out tonight with the ladies? And she said, don't worry about me. Are you going or you not going? Would you be like, dang, okay.
Or
would
going
you
or
like,
not going where?
God, are you going
damn.
Out or
am
are
I
you
doing?
Going out or are you staying? No, I'm just saying, if you ask your lady and
I'm
she said,
confused.
Yeah, this is a horrible analogy.
This is bad.
If your
you
lady,
should take his job, Strong.
If you ask your lady about if she's going out somewhere or if she's going to get something to eat and she told you, don't worry about me, are you going out to eat or not? Would you be like, dang, what do you
mean? Yeah, because, okay, hold on. Let's try to clean this up a little bit to make it a little make a little bit more sense.
Don't hit
okay,
that stroke.
So this is like asking your wife, who is you are married to, there is a legal commitment uh-huh. between the two of you, like Giannis has a contract with the Bucks for next year. That's like saying, oh, are you going on Love Island or are you staying home with your husband?
And then she said, and don't worry about me.
And then her response is, don't worry about me. Are you going on Love Island or are you staying here?
Would you be concerned? She said, don't worry about me, Strofe.
No, because that means I shouldn't worry about her.
Oh, stop it.
When you say when you
oh, Strofe, you must not get it.
Oh,
when you say to somebody, don't worry about me. When you say to somebody, don't worry about me, that means
don't
I don't
worry
have to
about me.
You.
I'm about to break up with you and go on Love Island. Don't worry about me. Strofe, I'm gonna be good.
Strofe, you have no idea what "don't worry about me" mean, do you? If somebody tells you "don't worry about me," you should be concerned.
No.
Mean, don't worry about me. That means don't worry about my answer. Worry
okay, that's
yourself.
A great poll. If somebody says "don't worry about me," should you be worried?
Yeah, it is.
That's good. That's like the basis of this whole conversation.
Yeah.
Is "don't worry about me" positive or negative?
Am I the only one who's been in a relationship before where somebody's told me "don't worry about me"?
This is where tone matters, though.
Yeah. This is why like, I hate. This is why I hate social media.
And you'll and like the laughing emoji. His
the crying
his emojis,
face emoji is like helps, it's a little.
It's cryptic. Mm. I think it's more
Giannis,
positive.
Stop
than negative.
Acting like Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
Oh, yeah, don't put him in
he's
that
in that diva era right now.
I mean, rightfully so. He won a championship.
What happens when all these people stay at franchises too long? They start going crazy.
They do start going crazy, becoming divas and entitled. But I love
don't worry about me.
I'm going to tell you this.
The whole conversation was around
Giannis. I just want to see the poll results.
Well, the poll just got posted on Twitter now.
That's going to shift my entire mindset towards this comment.
On Twitter now, at KBN ESPN. If somebody says, don't worry about me, should you be worried about them? Yes, be worried, or no, don't worry about it.
Also, 800-990-3776. Please let us know what we should be thinking here. As Giannis Antetokounmpo commented on a Bobby Portis video in which he said Giannis bleeds green.
Yeah.
And he
yeah.
said, don't worry about me. What are you going to do? Are you staying or are you leaving?
Giannis could have made more of an emphatic like, yeah, I'm staying. Now, are you going to be with me next year? He didn't say it. He wasn't direct. He was so indirect.
I mean, Giannis, would it kill you to do the buck emoji?
For real?
The deer?
Yeah.
That would, oh, my, he's bad. That would be more of a declaration in
he's
one
smart.
Emoji
true. True.
Than
but,
anything else.
But.
Very true.
But.
Oh, leverage. What do you need leverage for?
No, he just has to keep all options open just in case the Bucks are
does
just.
Does that make you feel good but that he has options
that's
open?
That's the thing. I agree with you, Ben, so that's why I don't think that this is any sort of, you know, affirmative that, hey, don't worry. Literally. He said, don't worry about me. I'm still worrying. I'm still worrying that he won't be a Milwaukee Buck. We need you, Giannis. We
My
need you.
Goodness. You, and Ben's talking about keeping your options open. That's never a good sign.
And I bet you there's part
Dave
of it.
Dave from Aaron says in the Carbos Talk and Texting, when I say don't worry about me, it really means leave me alone or definitely worry about me. I'm probably worth worrying about.
Oh, yet. No, yeah. Dave from Aaron. That's bad then.
And Dave from Aaron was the one yesterday that kind of.
Don't worry about me.
I don't know about you guys, but I do that. You know, sometimes the masculinity gets in the way. You know, you think you can figure it all out. Like, you know, I always say, I got it all figured out.
You guys figure it out.
Don't worry about me.
You guys know how
I often preach
that the world needs more love.
Oh, here we go.
It sounds like the world needs a hell of a lot more trust. Sounds like you guys got some trust issues over there at IKEA. I'll tell you what.
I got some trust issues. What's there to trust about someone that says, hey, don't worry about me?
That means you should be trusted. Don't worry about me.
You are so naive.
Okay, for example, let's do it this way. Okay, Ben.
I still think it's an overall positive.
If you came up to me.
Overall positive. Okay, good.
Okay, we would all agree on that. But Ben, if you came up to me, let's say this morning, and you were asking about something in regards to the show, and I replied with, don't worry about me, that you would take that as he's got it, right?
I would take it as you got it.
Yeah, 100%.
But what if there's rumors
that Strofe's unhappy,
that he wants... You know,
a new show.
A new show, and there's rumors around the office that other stations are trying to scalp him for crazy amounts.
That'd be stupid of them.
And then you ask Strofe, or you are talking to someone else in the office about Strofe's career, and then Strofe comes in and says, hey, don't worry about me.
Ooh.
Now that.
Where's Chris and Nishota when you need him? Yeah. Because Chris and Nishota has got a similar sentiment to AJ, who chimes in the 920 on the Carbos Talking text line. AJ says, I've been with too many women who said, don't worry about me. He's just a friend.
Oh.
Brayden chimes in, don't worry about me means I'm really going through it. But I don't know what else to tell anyone.
I tried to tell y'all, can't be a nation. I'm with y'all. We can all come together and know we've been in that moment where we've either told somebody or we heard somebody.
Don't worry about me.
And we always.
But did Giannis say it like that?
I don't know.
Or did he say, ha ha, Bobby, don't worry about me.
Don't worry about me.
What are you going to do? Ha ha. Yeah.
I know Giannis was saying, don't worry about me, Bobby. What about you?
How would Giannis say it? Is it, hey, don't worry about me? Or is it, don't worry about me?
I hate social media.
It's so hard.
Did Giannis only put the laughing emoji because he's being serious, like he doesn't want Bobby talking about his situation? He needs to worry about his own?
He's saying, don't go anywhere because I want you on my team. Giannis is a little guy.
You know, a laughing face emoji is really quite fascinating, too.
Because sometimes you need to lighten the mood so people don't get too upset at you.
I guess. But you say he's just a friend. It's a good song. Sorry to all y'all out there
that have been in that situation. We're on the therapy couch here at IKEA in Oak Creek. Have you guys been in that situation before?
I can admit I have been.
After we broke up, I've been told
don't worry about him. And then after you, I feel like they do it on purpose. They go to the person they told you not to worry about. Then you all here looking stupid like, I knew it. Yep. I knew it.
Imagine me 8,000 miles away in Lithuania and finding out, don't worry about him.
Oh, no. You was punching air.
I'm stuck here milking the cows, going to the cheese factory, gambling all my money at the casino. And she said, don't worry about him.
No, that's the smartest thing a woman can do. I can tell you right now.
When you break up with a man,
they know which one to go to break your heart and put it in
the right away. The dagger, the knife in the heart.
I tell you this, I'll be honest, boy. She daggered me. I was soft. I was so.
How did Giannis Antetokounmpo's comment on FanDuel TV about Bobby saying he bleeds green turn into us on a couch going through traumatic?
It's simple.
He's just a friend moments.
Because we're all a little bit worried when it comes to Giannis, and we are going through it, so you're reminiscing on times when you went through it.
I'm better now.
Yes,
Giannis,
we are.
You'd be better if you stay in this situation.
Say it with conviction, Kyle.
Poll is at 65% yes, be worried, 35% no, don't worry about it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I tried to tell you. I'm telling you.
I don't like it.
Be a little nervous that he didn't say, I'm staying, you should stay too. He wasn't recruiting him.
We got a really good pole position coming up.
Allegedly.
Before we get to that, we're going to have Brad tell us about the car washes.
Oh, that is exactly.
I don't know. I'm gonna need to walk around and drink some water after the whole "don't worry about him" conversation.
I know. I'm sweating a little bit reminiscing about that. But I tell you what, you will not be sweating when you go to Tsunami Express Car Wash. You'll be enjoying every single minute of it. And guess what? We're in Oak Creek. Brand new Tsunami Express location is right here in Oak Creek. Oak Creek. I might go and take my car and go get it washed on the way home, because I can get it washed as many times as I want. I am a ceramic member, and with my monthly membership, I can get it washed every single day. That means I can enjoy that state-of-the-art wash technology that gives it a long-lasting shine and protection as much as I want. Inside clean, outside clean. It's a full makeover for your car. It's going to give it the feel like you just drove it off the lot. So if you want to be giving your car its own spring cleaning, then you need to go to Tsunami Express Car Wash. There's several locations all around greater Milwaukee. Nobody cleans your car like Tsunami Express can. They have state-of-the-art wash technology and will prove why you can just chill, wash, and repeat with Tsunami Express, giving your car that reflective shine.
"Don't worry about me," said Giannis in a post about Bobby Portis bleeding green. "What are you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving? Crying face emoji, question mark, exclamation point. I don't like any of this. Just say you're coming back, Giannis. Don't say he's just a friend."
Yeah, we're going through it over here.
We're going through it. But we're going through it together. Pole position next on Kyle Bruston-Nortman, live from IKEA Oak Creek.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation had so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Grimal and Associates Insurance protects what matters most. They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients are not just policies. They're part of the Grimal and Associates community, serving the greater Milwaukee area for over 30 years. With their genuine commitment to the people they serve, they are backed with American Family Insurance Service with expert guidance. Grimal & Associates isn't just selling insurance, they're building trusted relationships and providing them with peace of mind in the most important moments of life. And I can speak from experience, as I've hit this age of 33 with a fiance and a child, I think about all the things that I could be protecting, and you can protect all those things that you're thinking about with Grimal & Associates today. Visit Team Grimal, GRAMOLL.com. Ben Russ, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, live from IKEA in Oak Creek. They got the sidewalk sale going around town right now. Come to the parking lot, take a look at what they got. That's from today through the 26th of May. Tomorrow, if you're one of the first 200 people, you will be entered to have a chance to receive a mystery gift card anywhere worth $5 to $500. That is worth it. You just got to make sure you're an IKEA family member, and that's free to enter. So many ways for you to have great furniture in your home, and it all starts here at IKEA in Oak Creek. And it's time now on Kyle Bruston-Nortman on this Friday for pole position.
Everyone's got their opinions, but we just happen to think some are better than others. Let's hit the polls. This is Pole Position.
I love Pole Position, one of my favorite segments every week. And guys, I got to tell you prematurely, this might be the best one we've ever done.
Oh, wow. Got a surprise for us, Strofe?
Before we get to the polls, I want to reflect on our poll today, which is, if somebody says, "Don't worry about me," should you be worried about them? At this point, I'd like to introduce our special guest. My lovely girlfriend joins the show. Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for asking. Honey, my question for you today,
honey,
is if is if somebody says, "Don't worry about me." So in this context, Allison, if I was to say, "Don't worry about me," would you be worried about me?
Yes.
Oh, that is not the response.
Oh,
I was looking.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Why? Why would you have to worry about me?
About you?
Now we're here to solve their problems live on the radio. Guys, hash it out. We're here for you.
This one backfired. Go ahead.
You're the number one person I worry about. What do you mean?
I could cry.
Was that sweet or concerning?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Fair.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, he got uncomfortable and tossed her to the curb.
I wanted to
dive in deeper into your relationship to figure out why it's a little bit of both.
Well. At least now you know, Stroke, when she says don't worry about me, you should be worried.
I'm going to be honest with you. That backfired, Stroke.
Backfired big time. Backfire.
You thought she was going to say, you even set her up with the Allison.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's you and me right now on the radio.
Full named her, yeah.
You full named her, and you set her up with the question. She said, yeah, I'm going to be worrying about you.
Okay. I think she tried to take it a sweet angle, but it sounded worse. All right. We have a ton of really good polls this week.
He's in a tizzy right now. My guy is not going to sleep tonight the same way he didn't sleep after he called Homer.
Yes.
An old man.
I'm an overthinker.
His whole night just got, your night's all messed up now. So when you said earlier, you'd be all silent and quiet.
You're right.
I already know you, Stroke.
Right. All right. This one from our buddy Jim Rutledge. Best poll of the week here. I got to give him credit. From Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6, ESPN Madison. Jim Rutledge, obviously famously a Bears fan, tweeted this yesterday. With the new Pope being from Chicago, do Packers fans have hesitation with the Bears still suck chant? Yes, I repent, or no, Bears still suck.
I thought this was so stupid.
As a not Catholic, I'm going to say, no, they still suck, and there's a reason why I've disassociated myself, Pope or not.
They still suck with a period, exclamation mark, underline.
The Pope knows they still suck.
Well, isn't the whole point of supposed to being honest and truthful with the way we live our life? I would be lying if we didn't say the Bears still suck.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, another good poll. I hope you have a pen and a notebook. This one from the Homer Hour.
I got my pen and notebook out here.
This was from Tuesday's show. That was the 6th, right? Yeah, Tuesday's show. What's wrong with the country? Replay in sports, the Chicago Bears, Anders Carlson getting Devontae Adams number 17 so soon after he left the Packers, or gluten-free products?
Wow.
And this is for...
Was this the Homer Hours poll?
Can you repeat the question and the answer again?
Yes, the question is...
I wrote it all down.
The question is, what's wrong with the country?
What's wrong with our country?
The four options are replay in sports, the Chicago Bears... Anders Carlson receiving Devontae Adams number 17 so soon after he left the Packers. And the fourth option is gluten-free products.
See now, y'all better check on y'all boy.
Chris
typed that in for him?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not the Bears. That's what's wrong with the country. They're a great thing for all of us.
They are fantastic.
Anders wearing number 17, I'm fine with whatever. I mean, he's a kicker and he's not with the team anymore. Whatever. Gluten-free? Yeah. Some people have to be gluten-free.
Celiac disease or something like that.
I'm surprised that one made the list.
It does make parties.
He's old. He doesn't understand the gluten intolerance people have.
It does make when you have gluten-free people over to your parties a little bit more of a, you got to make a gluten-free option.
Yeah.
I got to cook 18 different things.
He's a glutenist.
You basically have two meals separate for different groups of people. So you're not just making one whole thing. And if you do it for the gluten-free people, then the people who aren't gluten-free are like, why isn't it taste as good? You're like, well, I had to make it for the gluten-free person, so it's missing all the good stuff that the gluten-free person can't have. I'm easily going to go with replay. The amount of time that I waste in my life on replay is starting to kill me.
One minute
to go in a basketball game, they're replaying things that they just go and say, the call is confirmed. They need replay assist in basketball so they can look over. The same way in baseball right now. You know they have replay? They can look over the dugout. They have about 10 seconds to make a decision. They put their hand up and say hold, and they either put the hand on their head and say check the headset, or they do the let's keep it moving thing. When the ball goes out of bounds in basketball, there should be somebody at a command center looking at the replays, and you look over to a fourth official that's on the scores table saying come here, review, or keep it rolling.
I do agree with that change to replay.
So it's the worst thing that's going on in this country.
But you still want replay.
Yeah, but the idea of replay is a good thing. I'd rather get it right than wrong.
Well, hang on. Let's go deeper here. Here's my problem with replay.
Okay. Oh,
we ref games a certain way. And so I'm going to use basketball as another example here. In the first quarter, you could be on the offensive side of the basketball, driving down the lane, and you could have fouled somebody. It may have been a foul, but they don't call the foul. It might not be off the other team, but they still keep it there, but don't call a foul. But then in under 2 minutes, if you look at that replay, they may not call the foul, and it may still be going the other way, but they can't call a foul then retroactively, and they're calling it differently than they did.
He's very passionate about
this. Yeah, I think it's time to move on.
The poll was just bad. What's wrong with
this country?
It's a horrible but also great poll. All right, Ben, this one is specifically for you. Brad, Kyle, do your best not to answer.
Okay.
This one from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, weekday morning 7 to 9 right here, 94.5 ESPN. Ben, do you know who Fred Rogers is?
Is that Mr. Rogers?
Yes, it is. Well done.
Good job, Ben.
That's just context clues.
Yes, it was.
I'm not stupid.
What was your...
I'm stupid, but not stupid.
Okay.
Did you think it was anyone other than Mr. Rogers for even a moment?
Yes.
Well, that's the only Rogers that I knew that I didn't know the first name of.
Mm. Okay, fair point. Mm. All right, this one's fun. This one's fun from Jim, Matt, and Molly, weekdays 4 to 6.
Well, hang on. I got to take a timeout here. It's pole position on Kyle Bruston-Nortman as we're live at a key in Oak Creek. And he started with his, this is going to be the best pole position of all time.
Yeah,
and now he's like, this one's fun. This one's fun. He's trying to build it back up after his surprise guest of his girlfriend backfired in his face.
That's true. That was planned on the fly, though.
Cut your losses.
No, I said this about pole position before I even implemented my girlfriend into it, but that did backfire. I just feel like this one's going to spawn a debate. Which event would you rather attend with Aaron Rodgers? Is it the Kentucky Derby or is it Aaron Rodgers' wedding if it happens?
It's the wedding.
Yeah, the wedding.
Yeah, there's no debate here.
Okay, however,
this was a bad poll.
Jim, Matt, Molly's fans completely disagree with you. 79% of them said the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Who wouldn't want to go to a crazy wedding?
We're not finna debate with them. Move on.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Last one for you, fellas. Homer says mothers are loved more by their children than their fathers. Do you agree or disagree?
Mothers? Wow. Oh, 100%.
Homer said this?
100%.
That is correct.
I disagree.
100%.
What was it again?
Mothers are loved more by their children than their father. Not to me, daddy's boys. Right? Well, I will say this. There's a lot of girls that love their daddies. Tell you that.
All right.
I think it's
We're done with pole position. This was a failure.
Look at Jordan with Bill Belichick. She love her daddy.
I don't know.
Ben's best bet next. That's not how that works, Kyle.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston-Nortman.
Listen, Diana, that's her name. Listen, we all about positive manifestation. I like you, Diana. All it is negative.
Diana.
Criticize.
Dirty Diana.
I love you, Kyle.
Love you too, girl.
I love you, Kyle.
I love you too. That's what I'm talking about. The real Packer Nation.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, it's a Friday. You're cashing that check and you're earning it. You might as well have that money do a little bit of earning for you. The best place to do that with whatever your financial need is Bank 5-9. Bank 5-9 has a solution for all of your financial needs. Savings, checking, CD, loans, mortgages, line of credits, whatever it is, they have got your back. Bank 5-9, their entire mission statement, make lives better. They do that daily with their customers to provide the top of the line financial services. But not only that, their employees, they're consistently a top place to work in the community. They give back volunteerism and charitable giving. The highest I've ever seen another company do. 9,000 hours of volunteering, countless donations. Bank 59 is taking care of the community just like they take care of you and your financial situation. So if you're looking for that true local community bank that's set to make lives better, then look no further than Bank 59. Check out bank59.com, member FDIC.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman,
the mayor of Oak Creek, the former mayor of Oak Creek.
Steve Scafidi stopping by.
Yeah,
Josh,
the man,
Josh
the
from
myth.
Kenosha.
The man who built this
stopping
place.
By. He a lot built of people stopping city. By IKEA at Oak Creek. This is probably checking out the sidewalk sale that's going on May 9th through the 26th.
I
he
bet
sleeps
you do.
Here. Some of those good
there's
beds
plenty
here.
Plenty of options.
Furnished some homes, some apartments. Got tons of reasons to be in IKEA, not just because he was the former mayor of Oak Creek. And Steve's checking out the cocktail glass.
Yeah,
we're
good.
Looking at the painting, Steve, and I know you can't talk. $20 for these paintings? That would you could go in my house and I would think they were $2,000.
That's right.
That's what you can get at IKEA in Oak Creek. It's time now to give you a winner, and that's on Ben's Best Bet.
It's time for Ben Bruss' Best Bets. Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. There's a table waiting for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, and full-service sports betting. Explore more at paysbig.com.
All right, folks, we're going baseball, and I am a little bit back and forth because I'm playing too many games, but when I get selective, that's when good things happen. And we're going to go over to Aaron Nola, who is on the mound.
You're a fan of his.
I am a big Nola guy. He's had a rough start to the season. And they play the Cleveland Guardians. And Gavin Williams, the pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians, is so up and down that Aaron Nola, in his last start, finally went seven innings, finally didn't give up more than three runs, got the run support. The Phillies are hot right now. And when you get the Phillies against a mid pitcher who's very up and down, like Gavin Williams is, I'm just going to lay the money line. I'm not going to get greedy and go for -1.5 plus 150. Minus 120, probably minus 118-ish as I'm seeing here at Pato Sportsbook. Aaron Nola against Gavin Williams, the Phillies, minus 120, just to win, money line. We're not going to get greedy on a Friday. We'll do that on Saturday with our winnings from Friday night's 6:05 start. The Phillies. If y'all don't have any insight, I understand because I wanted to move on to Giannis again.
Yes.
I mean,
he's wonderful pitchers.
I'm on a budget. I want y'all to do
don't fade
it.
Me. Don't do anything. Mr. Ofer's last seven. Ofer's your last eight because of the series.
I am done going lockstep with Kyle.
You know what makes me so sad?
And you and I have the Brewers winning the division, don't we?
Yeah, and not going to happen. It's not.
That's why I just said do the over-under.
I did do that, but.
I'm a loser right now. What sucks is the stuff I do.
I'm a loser right now.
No.
Make that a drop on the show, Strofe.
This has to be the worst losing streak in Pato history.
I'm sure there's worse.
I'm 9 straight over a span of days. Not like in one day, but like this has been going on for 2 months now. It's March Madness. It's May.
Yeah, you stink.
I haven't won anything since last year.
Well, on Friday, June 27th, they're going to show why they are the standard with highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. You can watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty Roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share June 27th at Pottawatomie. More info is online. Must be 21 years or older to play. Alex Strofe, we skipped over too quickly. How much have you been thinking about the phone call with your significant other, Allison, who joined us on Kyle Bruston Ortman, when you asked her our poll question on KBN ESPN based off something that Giannis had commented on Instagram? He said, quote, "Don't worry about me," in reference to Bobby Portis talking about Giannis and how he bleeds green. "What are you doing, Bobby? You staying or leaving?" We then put out a poll based off that and said, if somebody says, "Don't worry about me," should you be worried about them? 60% of people said, yes, you should be worried.
Dang.
And your girlfriend, in which you said, You know, it sounds like you guys over at Keo Creek just have trust issues. Are there trust issues in your relationship that your girlfriend's worrying about you?
No, the way she said it was the sweetest way ever.
No.
She said, and I quote, "You're the person I worry about the most." She meant that in a sweet way, not a... But also, I think the answer should have been no then. Yeah, maybe I'm overthinking it. You might be right. I'm crumbling back here, fellas.
You're the person I worry about the most. Is that caring
or is that I'm worried about you all the time? You're the person I worry about most.
I mean,
is that a good thing
a
or
compliment?
A bad thing?
Yeah, good thing or bad thing.
It varies based off the person.
Trust, which he started this conversation with. And it sounds like the way the tone we heard was, it was kind of concerning.
Let's be honest. If Stroke came in and he was a little bit sad, somber, he didn't have the same amount of energy, we'd be concerned about his well-being. I'd be concerned about it. So, Strofe,
and if he said, "Don't worry about me,"
Strofe, are you about to enter a new phase of your relationship where, like,
today is the day, Brad.
Yes, today is the day. Honeymoon period's over, and all words are now micro-examined. Wait, you said, "I'll be back later." Is that being caught? You know, like, this is a dangerous, slippery slope, Alex Strofe.
Stop projecting your insecurities on me, Brad.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Lash out.
Says the man that's literally going to be thinking about this all night.
I misclicked, guys.
Going to have a whole...
On Twitter, at KBNESPN, if somebody says, "You're the person I worry about most, is that a good thing or a bad thing?" I clicked good thing, and I meant to say bad thing, based off the context of what I know of the phone call on Kyle Bruston-Ortman here.
Poor Strofe.
Oh. You good, buddy?
Poor Allison.
Poor Allison, for real. Yeah. She's worried about him all the time.
Yeah, she's going to...
Well, in her defense, he says
every day when he wakes up, he rolls over, "Don't worry about me."
I'm going to tomorrow. That's a great idea. In my defense, I don't have a defense.
You don't. You don't. She got to worry about Patricia, the dog, and you. Poor thing.
Patricia and Alex.
Why'd you have to throw Patricia under the bus like that?
Because I know she got to worry about her, but you probably worry her more. You're worrisome.
Based off the way that she said it, she worries about him more than Patricia. Probably.
Think about that. That's a dog that's completely dependent on her.
On people.
When she was gone for a week, she probably came back to Patricia. Was he okay?
Did he hurt you? Did he feed you?
Did he feed himself?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he's skin and bones.
Did he make couscous?
I did make some great couscous last night.
Did he make bland-looking chicken and salmon? Unseasoned?
We kid because we care, but we're also worried about you. And we're worried about you the most of anybody on this show.
I love you, Strofe.
Love you,
Strofe. Love you too, guys. Love you, Ben.
I hope you'll be okay going to the weekend.
Live from my key in Oak Creek. I will ignore that and keep on powering through because the sidewalk sale, I just walked outside during the break to say goodbye to Steve Scafidi, and he was picking out some items on that sidewalk sale. Be here tomorrow. First 200 people that are IKEA family members have a chance to that $500 mystery gift card. That is a lot of shopping here. You can buy all the art in IKEA, and it will look beautiful in your home. Check out IKEA in Oak Creek. We wrap up this Friday on Kyle Bruston-Ortman leading you into the Homer Hour with Strofe's choice of a good vibe song, and we send you to the weekend next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
Top five of my guys throughout my career. Of
just one below me. I was just putting myself in the ranking.
He loves himself.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from IKEA in Oak Creek. Check out the sidewalk sale. It has started. Check out IKEA financing credit card options. They have TaskRabbit they partnered with for assembly. They have delivery options. Become a family member, and you get $20 of a coupon like that within 48 hours, and you can use it on a purchase here at this wonderful store as people are walking by, enjoying, picking out great furniture for their homes. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Alex Strofe running the show. And Rebecca was phenomenal. She helped us out all day today here at IKEA in Oak Creek. And she came over and she said, "Who's the one that's scared of roller coasters?"
I raised my hand with pride. That would be me, miss.
And she was digging deeper as we are still trying to figure out this part of Kyle Wallace where we asked him, If you only had to do it once, would you rather ride a roller coaster once or jump out of a plane and skydive once? And you are standing on skydiving.
Strap me on to another human being and let's jump out of a plane and parachute.
That's the craziest take I've ever heard.
That's quite the
You're
rush.
You're scared of roller coasters.
Yeah, I'm scared of roller coasters.
I don't understand it.
It would
want to look at Earth from 10,000 feet and you wouldn't be scared?
And free fall.
I feel more secure. I don't trust these carnies and I don't trust these rides.
Why are you taking out carnies?
Ain't nothing wrong with carnies. I mean, that's a lifestyle. Good for you, but I don't trust you. I'm just saying.
But, like, would you consider Six Flags or Disney carnies? Carnival?
That's worse than carnies. That's Gen Z now running those rides. They're not paying attention.
That is the best argument you've made for roller coasters.
Wait a
minute. Too busy scrolling their phone and they forget to hit the off button.
Not strapping people fully. Matter of fact, my brother went on a roller coaster. He was nervous that the kid didn't strap him in right. Almost lost my brother. He survived.
I almost lost my brother.
A 22-year-old. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
No. I trust the people who jump out of planes. You don't hear about incidents like that.
Sometimes you do.
I mean, once in a while. Barely. I bet you there's more roller coaster incidents than people jumping out of plane incidents. Look that up.
Wow, that would be a fascinating thing to learn.
You keep the conversation going. You know, I got ChatGPT.
Yeah, I want to know because if I find out the numbers are too high, then you can take that off the list too. But I promise you, one day after I have children, hopefully, I can jump out of a plane.
Is this fair? Are there more accidents skydiving or on roller coaster rides?
Do you want to know accidents or deaths?
I was trying to keep it, you know, around here.
It's a little more flagrant.
I'm a survivor. I ain't going to give up. So I think I still.
According to the U.S. Parachute Association, the USPA.
Come on now.
USPA.
Come on now.
There is one fatality per 390,000 jumps.
Ooh.
That's kind of a lot.
That is a lot.
And I guess it's only fatality because you're not going to like. Actually, I did hear of one chick that did survive.
The chance of a serious injury on a U.S. amusement ride, per the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions, the IAAPA.
There's some wild organizations out there.
Everybody get
fatalities are extremely rare. The chance of a serious injury is about 1 in 15.5 million rides.
Oh, wow.
Conclusion, skydiving has a higher risk per event than roller coaster. Both quite safe statistically, especially when done with certified operators and safety protocols in place. But the conclusion is skydiving is a higher risk per event than roller coasters. And you want to jump out of a plane rather than doing a roller coaster.
Have you changed your mind?
No, because I don't want to be stuck upside down.
It's 1 in 15 million.
Compared to 1 in 400,000.
Y'all look up that story about the man that went splat. Y'all look that up. I guarantee you. I promise you.
Could you imagine the splat of the
Stop
incident?
Stop saying splat. We're banning the word splat right now. It's Friday. We're 6 minutes away from the end
they
of the
said
show.
His body, like, disintegrated.
I said stop.
Okay.
No disintegration, splat. You ruined a good thing, Kyle.
Splat.
Stroke.
That is such a tricky word.
No, when you are afraid of roller coasters, anytime you see something that happens on a roller coaster, it's amplified. It's like, see, that's the reason I don't do it. Trust me, and baby girl, and I had this argument many times. Baby, I'm not doing.
You guys sit around the house having these arguments.
I say I'll go to the park with you, and I'll wave to you from the ride, but I ain't getting on.
You
it.
Are
she,
robbing her.
She wants
her.
To go to the amusement
and
park,
and I'm not stopping her from going.
But
I
it's
just
not
said
fun. You want to do it together because you have to wait in an hour long line.
I can wave. Hey, here's a picture. You look good. I'm not doing it. Heck, you know.
Gosh, wow, we must get Kyle Wallace on a roller coaster.
I'm telling y'all this right now. Please don't donate nothing for the Mac Fund for roller coasters because I will chicken out.
Whoa, no. Donate to the Mac Fund for Kyle to do the roller coaster.
Donate.
I'll hold your hand.
We'll go with you, Kyle.
We'll go with you. We'll be on the other side.
I'll do the kiddie rides. How about that?
No. Brad and Ben and Kyle, Raging Bull. Kyle
it's a four-seater. We can even
it's
do stroke.
Even
have
stroke.
Y'all seen how high the Raging Bull
I've
is?
I've been first row many times.
It's outstanding.
Best part is we got 20 extra minutes to wait to make sure that you.
I don't think y'all understand. I think I might pass out. I will faint. I have fainted on a plane before. Y'all.
You fainted,
I'm just gonna be limp.
You fainted on a plane?
Yeah, I fainted on a plane one time.
Why?
I drank some wine and.
Oh, well, we're not going to.
We're not going to.
I'm telling y'all, when y'all seen the people on the roller coaster that faint pass out, that's going to be me. Y'all think I'm joking.
We would need one of those like GoPro cameras right on the front for like the whole way for Kyle Watts to see it.
You guys think I'm joking.
I know you're not joking.
How many times have I told y'all that I don't talk about having fears or being anxiety or I am fearful.
This is your one actual fear.
You know how you try to get people. You know how people on they used to go on like Jerry Seinfeld. They were like scared of spiders or something. And they said, that would be me. Y'all would see me break down.
It's not Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm sorry, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Of course.
Jerry Springer.
The fear of roller coasters is a word I cannot pronounce. Veloxratophobia.
Yep, I got veloxatopia.
Oh, you're a fear of velocity.
Veloxatophobia.
Informally referred to as coaster phobia.
I got it.
Wow.
That's me. I got every single ounce of coaster phobia you can have.
Get you on Jerry Seinfeld to get rid of it.
Coming up next, the Homer Hour in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's been Kyle Bruston-Ortman live from Oak Creek IKEA.